USA News update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says his goal in budget talks with President Biden remains firm.
The Democrats, since they took the majority, has been addicted to spending, and that's going to stop. We're going to spend less than we spent last year.
McCarthy and the president are scheduled to meet one-on-one this afternoon to resume talks on spending and raising the debt ceiling. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has formally announced his intention to seek the Republican presidential nomination. He joins a field that's expected to grow by one more Wednesday when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announces his bid. A judge in Moscow, Idaho, has entered not guilty pleas to all the murder counts against Brian Koberger. He's accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death last winter. California, Arizona, and Nevada have agreed on a deal to cut about 10% of the amount of water each takes from the Colorado River, which provides water to more than 40 million people. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.